This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has died at a hospital in Dar es Salaam, according to his vice president. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Speaking on state television, Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan said Magufuli had died of a heart condition at a hospital in Dar es Salaam. The 61-year-old, one of Africa's most prominent coronavirus skeptics, had not been seen in public since the end of February. Speculation was rife that he had contracted COVID-19. Magufuli had denounced measures to stop the spread of the virus and labeled vaccines a Western conspiracy. Last week, officials denied he was ill. Government figures also said Magufuli was working normally and that citizens should ignore rumors from outside the country. Tanzanian police have arrested four people since last week for allegedly spreading false information about the health of political leaders.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. The suspect in the Atlanta-area massage parlor shootings has been charged with murder. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday, with six of the victims identified as Asian. The shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack, but Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction, and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places, and it's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. Jury selection is nearly half over for the trial of a former police officer accused of kneeling on the neck of an African-American until he died. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Two more jurors have been selected after the judge dismissed two men who had expressed opinions about the city reaching a large settlement with the family of George Floyd. Just a handful more seats need to be filled. This man was not selected.
Black people get killed and no one's held accountable.
And he says blacks in the neighborhood were taunted by police after the killing of George Floyd.
If someone in the area got shot, or someone went to jail, I mean, you know, it was known for, like, the police to ride through the neighborhood when another one bites the dust.
The judge is expected to rule Friday on a defense request to move or delay the trial. I'm Jackie Quinn.
With the number of new COVID cases in Poland exceeding 25,000 on Wednesday, double the number last month, Poland is reintroducing a nationwide lockdown over the popular Easter break. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Initially, the shutdown covers shopping malls, theatres and galleries and sports centres, starting on Saturday for 3 weeks. The time will cover the Easter holidays, an important family time in this predominantly Roman Catholic nation. The country's health minister says even tougher measures may be introduced if the current tightening does not slow down the spread of the disease. Officials say the British variant is responsible for over 52% of new infections. The 25,000 new cases is the highest number since a spike last November. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tokyo Olympics creative head Hiroshi Sasaki said he has resigned after making a derogatory comment about a popular female Japanese entertainer in the latest controversy over insensitive remarks toward women to hit the game's organizers. Sasaki, who was the head creative director for the opening and closing ceremonies at this year's games, said he told a planning group through a group chat that comedian Naomi Watanabe, who is heavy set, could play a role as an Olympig. Sasaki said in a statement to Olympic organizers that his words were inappropriate and apologized to Watanabe and to those offended by his remarks. Last month, Yoshiro Mori stepped down from his role as president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee after causing a furor with sexist remarks when he said women talk too much in meetings. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News, reporting by Ron.